dar liniște.
The world depends on you to have peace and freedom. Peace within ourselves and freedom from all worries and fears. That's a true freedom. Otherwise, even if we live in a free country, we are not free. Right? Because we have fear within ourselves, and that we cannot use wars or guns to minimize it. And guns even make more trouble than help. In America, we have up to now, still legally freedom to use guns, right? But you see, the criminal rate doesn't decrease. And somehow it's more than some other countries. Because people have weapons. And it's easy to make mistakes. When you have the killer in your hand, you can't control it sometimes. In a time of panic, right? Or in a time of confrontation. And people's fear makes them kill. Sometimes the fear. Of course, sometimes for other reasons, right? Now sometimes frustration. Sometimes they cannot kill the others who are supposed to be the enemies. And then they kill the innocent guy. For example, this morning is stated in the newspaper. One boy was killed for nothing. And then his mother is still searching for the culprit up to now. And some anonymous note has been written and sent to her. And it is said that there's one gang in certain such place who oppose the other gangs in that place. And so they just killed the boy because the boy belonged to that enemy's place, not belong to the gang. Just because he lived in the enemy's gang's territory or town, so he gets shot. So it's senseless. Senseless. Sometimes fear, and sometimes greed, sometimes, I don't know, senseless. Senseless thinking makes people kill or do harm to other people. Just like this evening we were driving along the road, you know, and I said, this morning I signed 3 agreements, 3 checks. It's not a real check. It's just I want to give such and such organization such and such how much, right? And then I signed it, and then the headquarters or the finance ministry, finance department, we give that money to that destination. So this is my check. If you take that check, go to the bank, you don't get anything. You have to go to Miao Li, the headquarters in Taiwan, you understand? Or send it, and then they send it to you, or copy it, something like that. And then when I say okay, then it's sent to you. So without Miao Li, you don't get anything. And it's not a check. You know, it's not a check. And it can't just be cashed by anybody, right? Except the right person and the right authority. So this morning I sent 3. And one is to the police headquarters. The police in Ontario, which will be transferred to the unfortunate family. Yeah? You read in the newspaper how the baby was hit by the drunken driver. Oh, now, by the way, did you see how alcohol affects people? Nearly killed the mother and other 2 kids, I think, and that kid. Killed that kid, the other wounded or something like that. Mother is maimed, I think maybe for life. It's terrible, huh? Alcohol. And many other crimes in the newspaper also originated from alcohol. That's why our discipline is that we don't take alcohol. Because when alcohol works inside our body, it becomes a kind of blinding chemistry that makes you do many other bad things. like one of their gangs. Normally they just want to play around or pickpocket or something like that. But then because they're drunk, then they kill, they molest women and all those things. That's just because of alcohol. They never did that before. Just happened that day they're drunk and then so normally it's a petty thieving business, but it become more a big criminal, bloody criminal. And no good for both parties. Just because they're drunk, they confess afterwards that the alcohol did all this. It's too late, right, to regret. And so the other two checks are for the some of the Vietnamese, for some of the good organizations, newspapers, who do something good for the Vietnamese community. They often print free newspapers and give to people, yeah? And they're supposed to be the best ones. And because they were in Hawaii, and then they told me about their difficulties, so I thought I help them a little bit. So then he told me, he reported to me that 1,000 already sent to the family, the car accident family, through the police, yeah? And I said, how about the other two? Yeah. So he said, it's coming. This night they will deliver it. I said, okay. And then we talk about Vietnamese newspapers here, right? And then he comment on some. Some are good and some are that and others. And I said, do Vietnamese people read a lot of newspapers here? He said, yes, we do nothing but read newspapers. The Vietnamese do nothing but read newspapers. I said, okay, so all the newspapers are good or something like that? We're just chatting. I don't know how it came to that. And then he said, one of the newspapers here, I think weekly magazine, right?
Yes.
So one of the magazines, weekly magazines, sometimes they print out the Master Qinghai story. And every time they print something about me, even if it's bad, their circulation grows very big. Normally 5,000 becomes 7,000, yes. So they often print it. That's what he told me, yeah? And then what happened is they printed bad. And then he asked them why. And they said, well, we don't have any malice. Is that right? Is that the right word?
Malice.
No, bad intentions. We just print it because it earns more money. So you see that, right? It's senseless, right? It's senseless to damage my reputation just to earn money. Senseless killing. So I asked, why don't you suggest to them, since you earn money anyway, so why don't you earn also merit? You print the truth, or print the good things about our master, and then you also earn money, since whatever they print about me will make the circulation grow nearly double anyhow, or grow more in size, 2,000 more circulation. So why don't they print good? So they can also earn money? I don't mind. And they have more blessing also, because of printing the truth. And also their conscience will not be molested, right?
Yes.
That is the example of senseless killing. You can kill by knives, you can kill by pen. But both are senseless. If you don't do it with true responsibility and conscience, you kill yourself in the end. Because the karma will hit back sometimes. One of the newspapers in Hong Kong also did the same thing because they wanted to earn money. So they blackened my name. They say I have one Rolls Royce for every day. And I take a lot of money from disciples, etc. You know it's all not true, right? I have one car, all right, you know, those for disabled people. Go about 10 kilometers 1 hour. And my last car was sold because we needed it at that time for a lecture. I don't buy any more new car now because at this time we just concentrate on helping the victims around the world. I don't think any money is spared for my car. But that can wait, no problem. And this kind of thing he printed, you know, and he printed many bad things. It's just ridiculous. So some of our disciples tell them, don't do that. It's not true, you know, it's not true. We have given you all the material about our master, and you know our master lives in a tent and she doesn't have any car. So what are you talking about? So please reprint and correct it. But no, they were very aggressive. And afterward, somehow, some of the non-disciples say, if you don't do it, we'll take action. Non-disciples, some of them. And so they are a little bit scared. So okay, they say, okay, you write a letter and we'll print it. They don't do it themselves. They didn't apologize. So they tell us to write. So some disciples write a letter. And then they cut its head and tail. So there's only a little left. It's like nothing. Okay, never mind. So I said to them, since the printer give them the money for the cost of printing, we don't even want to own them. So that's it. And then, you know, only a few weeks later, they went bankrupt. Because the same thing they did to me, they did to many other people. And one of the persons they touched recently happened to be a VIP who has no record of corruption or anything. And then they happened to touch him. So he kicked back. And they had to pay 2.5 million Hong Kong dollars. That's damage reputation cost. And also their reputation couldn't stand up anymore. And I heard that they're going to sell it to Singapore for some sum of money. So you see, the karma is very fast, huh? Even though I myself or the disciple, we advocate nonviolence. We don't kill, we don't kick back. But then the Lord of Karma will take care of that. So many people do not understand this, and they only look for the profit right in front of the nose, and they don't look further behind the fence to see what's laying ahead and waiting for them in the future. What is the consequence of such a senseless, foolish action? Now we don't mention this newspaper's name. We don't mean to degrade anybody's reputation. Even though they have done harm to us, we don't intentionally do harm to them. But even then, justice always prevails. So don't you ever worry that somebody does you wrong and then they get away with it. Except when that is your karma. Sooner or later, they will know it. So we just have to be patient in every circumstance, and then we see how justice will work in the end. It works very fast, very fast.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.